Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
We're joined on the WBEN TroCare College Live Line by Visit Buffalo Niagara President Patrick Kaler, looking at the post-eclipse economic impact for Western New York. Pat, thanks for the time this morning. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. What are we looking at, you know, after the eclipse is all behind us now? We knew there was going to be an economic impact. I guess, what was the estimated impact going into it, and what is the number that you've come up with?
Yeah, so we've never had anything like this in the past, so it was hard for us to come up with an estimated impact. And so we were waiting until the very end to crunch the numbers. You know, the closest would be hosting an NCAA men's basketball tournament. And in 2020, the economic impact of that was a little over $7 million. So for the total solar eclipse, we just based this on the overnight hotel stays. So we didn't look at day trippers or our locals. It's just based on the overnight hotel stays. And the economic impact came out to $14.7 million.
Now, I mean, any economic impact is good, but is that what you were expecting?
Honestly, I had no idea what to expect. So, and we based this on four-night stay in Erie County, looking at Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And just to give you a little perspective, our overall hotel occupancy for those four nights, the average was 77%. On Saturday it was 80%, and Sunday it was 84%. On Sunday night, that was a 138% increase over the same dates last year. Of course, our rates were incredibly high. The average high rate was on Sunday night at $304.95. That was up 205% the same date last year. So again, that's a big factor. Now, we also heard from several of our hotels, you know, once the weather forecast came out and it was going to be cloudy, they lost about 10 to 15% of their reservations because, you know, people were traveling specifically to be able to see the eclipse. And when they saw that Buffalo was going to be cloudy, they changed their trip plans and went to other places.
Right. Okay. We all remember that. I'm just wondering, is this all on hotel stays? What about restaurants? Did you look at any other impact besides hotel?
Yeah, so our calculator, which is an industry calculator for event impact calculator, it does take into consideration restaurants, transportation, retail attractions. And so all of those are factored in based on that overnight hotel stay. So it looks at a very conservative number of 1.9 people in each of those hotel rooms. So, you know, like I said, our overall hotel occupancy for those four nights was 77%. So 77% of, you know, a little over 10,000 hotel rooms as, you know, 7,000 plus hotel rooms that were occupied during those four nights. The calculator then estimates, you know, what people would stay. So obviously, lodging was the number one. Our overall hotel revenue for those 4 days was $7.4 million. But then it does, so the number two would have been food and beverage. Three ended up being transportation because there were so many people that rented cars at the airport that were coming in from out of town, flying in. Retail was number four, and then attractions and recreation were number five on the overall tourism sectors impacted by the eclipse.
Well, all of this, and now kind of looking at it in the past tense, what does it tell you about maybe things we can do in the future? All right, you know, a million people didn't come here, but we had a lot of people
right
here. Does that mean that maybe we can hold a bigger event than we thought in the future? Does it tell you anything?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we've never had hotel occupancy across the county at 84% for one event. So this does give us the opportunity to look at those types of opportunities. Also, just the fact that we were in the path of totality, our overall media placements for the first three months of this year were up 145%. Now, not all of those were eclipse related, but most of those were. I mean, we had 49 placements in the first 3 months compared to 20 in 2023. That was over 441 million impressions based on all of those publications or news outlets. So we couldn't pay for that type of media exposure at VBN. So the fact that we mentioned Buffalo, and then not only were they just talking about Buffalo, but the things to do in Buffalo too. So this is all really good news, and I don't think we should get hung up on that million number. We could have had many more people if Mother Nature had been on our side. I have to applaud the county and the state for truly looking at what had happened in other destinations when they've had eclipse. And there were lots of traffic issues. Even this year, if you look at the news in St. Louis and Indianapolis, at the end of the eclipse, and they had a clear day, they had lots of traffic problems. Now, granted, in Vermont, they don't have the same type of road infrastructure that we had, but they had 13 hours of road backups following the eclipse. You know, so it's great that we were prepared for the eclipse just in case if we had clear skies. So I think it's better to be prepared and expect the worst. But we still had a great day with a lot of really positive economic impact at the end of the eclipse.
Yeah, great way to sum it up. It really is. What's the next big event for the region?
Well, we will be hosting NCAA in 26. We are in the bid process for 27 and 28. I doubt that they would come back in 27, but we are in the process for hopefully 28. This year also, obviously, the women's basketball has really taken off, and they are reopening up their bid process for women's basketball. We hope to secure a year for that as well, because we saw what happened in Albany. They couldn't have gotten any luckier with the teams that they had with Iowa, LSU playing in Albany, and it packed the arena. So we hope to capitalize on that. We have a great convention season this year as well. We've got the American Cheese Society, the National Confectioners Conventions coming in. In 25, we have the National Indian Educators Convention coming to Buffalo, and that's going to be probably one of the biggest conventions that our community has hosted in probably the last 10 years. And that'll be close to 1,400 people that will be coming in for that convention.
Hey, all right, let's get ready. Hey, Pat, thanks so much for joining us. Pat Kaler, Visit Buffalo Niagara on the Trocar College Live Line.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.